Yeah.
Hey, Rod, it's John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, how's it going, man?
It's going well. It's going well. I was circling back with you here. I just had, like, a little 15-minute meeting, and then I was like, oh, I got to call Rod back, so I ran over here. But did you have any, questions about the listing on the first page, or how else we'll be able to help your business? I know you said you want to talk to your brother, or I don't know if it's your brother or your partner.
Yeah, it's my brother. He is, like, a semi-partner. He's the lead guy that works with me.
Did you have any questions about it, or?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to, if you were starting to explain, I guess some of it would be self-explanatory, but just in the detail of what it looks like in the act, like, you know, it seems to me like people will say something like, oh, yeah, you know, if they look you up, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's kind of far, but I could hear you.
Is it better now or not?
Yeah, it's better. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry, that was Bluetooth cutting over on my phone. depending on companies, like, because I have never heard, like you said, of your company. I just always want to make sure that it's somebody that's reputable that really is like, okay, if we say we're going to get you in the top, we're going to get you there.
Yeah.
That it's not something where, you know, you're going to pay for something and then, like, I don't know, maybe you could say for people you guys have working with you. I know you said you guys had like 1,000 calls in a certain amount of time or whatever, or searches for this stuff, but for people who have worked with you, what are they getting in calls? Like, would there be an estimated call volume, or is it not? Does it not work that way? I'm just trying to get a feel for the traffic that would funnel through.
Yeah. So, you know, honesty is the best policy when you're building a long-term business relationship, and that's really what this is. This is the start of something long-term. It's going to benefit your company. It's going to make you a lot of money, right? And so Google tells us, in terms of being honest with everyone, we can't guarantee you a certain amount of customers. We can't. All we can do is we can put you up there and make it so that you're being seen by people looking up your services as a top recommended option for that service. So all the credibility is there. We can build all that credibility for you. But it's still not even just about, you know, getting a certain amount of calls. You know, there's still a part where, like, there's a lot of variables. They have to call you of the other guys that are up there. Then you have to close them. You know what I mean? So it's very hard.
Yeah, right.
To give you a number, because I would just be lying. If I told you 20 and you got, 22 or you got 13, it's a lie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
right.
We can't, they don't want us to, like, get into that, because then it's like, if you tell them, hey, you're going to get 30, and then that's why he signed up for the services, it looks like we're just lying to you to get you to use us, you know? What I can say is we have thousands of reviews. We work with tens of thousands of customers, and the reason our reviews are good and our customers continue to come back with us is we're very transparent with being honest with you, with walking you through the campaign and making sure that it's working for you. Our services are month to month, so at any time if we're lying to you or it's not working, we run the risk of even just losing you as a client altogether, and we're not here for that. We're not here for a 1 month and gone. We want somebody that we can work with long term, that's going to come back each month, and the only way that's going to happen is if we act as a partner and make sure that it's working for you.
Gotcha. Now,
but what I can say about Google, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's
been the most popular form of online advertising for the last 15 years, Rod. So, I mean, if we can't get you jobs, there's no jobs out there, period.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. And I understand the, you know, the ebbs and flows of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, ultimately, my whole wrestle with all of this was, I'm being real with you, I would probably prefer to just deal with a set advertisement with you guys like that, as opposed to any lead generation, and just have that locked in where people see me, they call me. I hate the whole lead generation thing. It's just the nature of the beast, but you know, you're fighting with, you know, 4, 5, 6, 3 other people that they're feeding the same lead. And
right,
I was going to wrestle with it again for the winter, because we did let go of a an account we had, and I just thought we may be fine because we have other calls coming in, but I just want to kind of make sure that we're covered.
Yeah.
But that's been such a competitive thing. And I know the people who call off of, you know, like they call, if they call through advertisement with you, they still may call three or four other people too, but it's different.
Yeah.
Sometimes they might be like, ah, you know, hey, I got him on, another guy coming, that's good.
Yeah. And, it's a lot higher quality because, I mean, sometimes you pay for those leads and then they don't even answer the phone. So at least with this one, it's like the people are calling you rather than you calling them. So you got a live person who was in your area. They were looking up your services. They had to have seen the other options up there and, you know, had to have gone through your website or things of that nature, seen your reviews. So it's a lot higher quality lead, a lot better conversion rate. You know, you're not wasting your time or your money.
Well, that's pretty much how I feel in the long run with all of that. So it would maybe be that we could see because we're, you know, kind of shaking it around a little bit here. But what about the website? Could you guys without – because I've had one in the past. I don't have one. We haven't truthfully have not had to have one with the clientele we've had and the referrals and people, a lot of people who know us.
Mm-hmm.
But – Is that something you guys can put together, and do you guys have even, like, generic but decent picks? Like, I guess what I'm looking at is I don't have to go into a ton of work with that.
It's
going to make it easier for you guys on your end if you live, say, blah, 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 this is the company. And my other thing was we do – it's All-Pro Home Improvement and Painting, but we also advertise as All-Pro Painting.
Right.
And we probably do 60 to 70% painting to 30, 40% remodeling, depending on the time of the year. We're more heavy geared to painting, so I really would probably rather push that with you guys if that works with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
As opposed to the home improvement, just going to drive painting customers our way.
Yeah, no, it's that's what I was saying earlier. It's keyword specific. We give you 15 different keywords. The advantage that you have to being listed as home improvement, even though it's not something that you have a or put a point of emphasis on, is that it does allow you to dive into painting and other things. You know, pretty much anything under a roof, we could list you for because you're in the home improvement category.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like our handyman. The home improvement and the handyman guys have so much versatility, and you could switch those keywords out at any time, too. There's a system called Google Analytics, it's part of your tracking system, where you can actually see which services are getting the most hits in your area. And if you ever want to swap them out, you could swap them out, too. So we'll definitely be able to obviously have painting as a primary keyword for you. But, you know, there's 15 different ones you could swap through or change at any time of the year to kind of accommodate where your business is at that point in time.
Okay, that's cool.
Now, as for the website, I sent you a website example this morning about an hour and a half ago through your text messages. There is a site. We can build it. We can host it for you. You obviously do all the content development. The only thing you would need to do is purchase the domain name separate from your marketing. So the monthly cost is $299. If you want to have us build the website as well, we'll purchase the domain. It's a one-time charge of $99. So what that would do to your pricing is the first month would be $398, and then each month after that it would go down to $299 and just stay there for as long as you're with us.
Okay. Is that is there flexibility there? Could you do a $250 a month?
I could, but then I would have to cut out a product because you got to understand, like, the package that I have you on is advertised on the website. Like, I don't know if you looked at the pricing page, but it's advertised at $599. So I already cut the whole package pricing structure in half. And then the setup fee is usually $299 with the website and everything included. I reduced it down to just a one-time charge of $99 just to cover the purchase of your domain. So I'm going pretty much as low as I can as far as the cost. But if you wanted to cut out like Facebook ads, I could get it down to $249 monthly, but you just wouldn't have your Facebook ad in there.
Could we start with that, $249 a month, and then if I want to bump that into Facebook ads, just call you and say, hey, let's just go ahead with that?
Yeah, you could do that, but again, the website's still going to have that $99 charge.
Yeah, I mean, that still has to be paid, you're saying.
Yeah, like that has to, because Yeah, so the initial investment would go down to $348, and then every month after that, it'll go down to $249.
Okay. Well, let's plan to do that, maybe, and then I will just see how it goes.
Okay.
And we can have the Facebook advertisement. When you said that, is that one of your hottest forms, being Facebook size and platform?
I put you on a campaign that has everything, so that way you wouldn't have to go signing up for any other forms of online marketing. I'll just turn into like your company's online marketing guy, your one stop shop for everything. But no, I mean compared to Google, it's minuscule. You know, we more so do it because it's like, hey, if we can, we're becoming a Meta partner too, not just a Google partner. We've been a Google partner for 18 years, but the Meta thing is just something new that we're rolling out. And so our pre-existing clients were getting offers to do Facebook ads. They basically wanted us to start putting pre-existing clients and new clients into Facebook ads to kind of, you know, help. But, you know, if it gets you two or three new clients a month and we say it's worthwhile, but I don't picture people really going to Facebook. I don't know. I haven't looked through the analytics of it. But I don't picture people going to Facebook looking for a painter or home improvement contractor. They say they do, but I would be able to give you less data on that. I'm actually Google certified, so it's
okay.
I know the ins and outs of the Google stuff a lot more. That's just a really new thing that we started doing. I don't think it's going to even compete with Google at all, but it's just the same thing with like Yelp and Yellow Pages and Thumbtack. We list you to all those guys at no charge. You get listed on the first page of Bing. You're on Amazon Alexa voice search results. But I'm pretty sure with all of those things combined compared to being on the first page of Google, they're not competing with the first page placement on Google. That's just what everyone uses.
Okay.
Yeah, it already comes pre-built into all the iPhones, Androids, and tablets through the Safari platform. And then Google actually owns Android and YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like Google's the default search engine for like 90% of people.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Sorry,
that was a super technical answer, but yeah.
No, I mean, it's learning, you know. I kind of figure it. See, ultimately, it seems like there is this umbrella at the top of everything that, you know, it's kind of wild, but there's always a powerhouse that's kind of got the strings attached to everything else underneath.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely Google, you know. It's definitely Google. You know, they know way too much. You know, that's why they're monitored and, you know, everything's overseen. You know, it's just they've gotten into a lot of things over the past year or two, and people are talking about is it ethical and stuff like that. I think it's probably like the greatest thing that's happened. I've gotten far more education from Google than I have from my college. Far more, you know, just being able to just Google things and read up on it has been a lot more beneficial to me than sitting through any of those courses.
Did you say a Facebook is becoming Meta, right?
Yeah, Meta, Facebook basically rebranded as Meta. So technically it's not even called Facebook, but they just kind of left it like that. So that way it's not like confusing people.
Is
but
it
it's Meta
change
now.
Eventually as they...
Yeah, I mean, once people are getting into it, the reason they did it is because they're transitioning into what's called the metaverse, and the metaverse is more so like preparation for the current pandemic or if there's another pandemic where we could do everything virtually without having to actually interact with each other face-to-face, which I think is horrible, but it's just the future and technology and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, but the reason they're partnering with Google is Google actually already patented and developed this thing called the Google Glasses. I don't know if you've ever seen them before, but it's kind of like having a phone built into a pair of glasses, almost like those VR systems, but it's like a more, yeah, it's basically like a VR system, but they're glasses, you know?
Wow.
And so they want that to be like a regular thing. Like people put on their headphones, you can put on your glasses and enter into the metaverse having meetings and conversations while you're out at the park or like, you know, just at home. You just kind of put on your glasses and you're in this virtual room with like a fake body with a fake suit and it's really your voice and it's just strange.
Way.
Yeah.
That's good, man.
Have you ever seen,
not, like,
there's a, Ready Player One, there's a movie. I feel like a lot of it's like the future is just kind of like following in the footsteps of that movie, so it's pretty interesting. I feel like Zuckerberg's trying to be the main character from that movie is what it sounds like.
I'll have to see it. Was it good? Yeah. I mean, informational, I guess?
It's pretty good. It's like this guy, he basically, like Zuckerberg, he invented the metaverse, which is like really the metaverse before it was. But they had like all these things that were like, you know how you have the VR headset and then you walk on this like pad thing and it's like kind of like a treadmill, but it gives you the illusion that you're walking through a park and you have this suit that like makes you feel like you can actually feel things and smell things and touch things in a virtual reality. And it's so, like, into the future where, like, the real world is basically dead. Like, everybody just kind of wakes up, puts on their suit, hops on their little treadmill with their VR goggles, and they all interact on a daily basis through this virtual world where they're getting, you know, digital currency rather than actual, like, cash anywhere, you know what I mean? And they have jobs. It's really weird. It's really weird, but it's weird, man. Yeah, it's very reflective of where things are going, though, like with Meta and with Coinbase and the cryptocurrencies that they have out. It's all digital currencies where you're able to go to work and actually make money without actually leaving your home and stuff like that, or coming in contact with people where you could spread disease and things like that. So, for me personally, I'm very old school. I just happen to be into this when I was younger, and then I just aged into it. I'm 30 years old now. But it's definitely real, you know. I think it's important to kind of have it, but I don't think it should be like where things are going. I think nothing's going to beat human touch or human interaction. So I don't know what it's going to look like.
I agree with you completely. I'm 46 years old, so I'd be more old school, but I think that it's technology can be good, but I think it's a messed up world. What I have seen.
Yeah.
In our lifetime, we were kids. We played outside, interacted with people, physically played, ran sports, climbed, ran, rode bikes, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And in the generation of this era, like my kids, for the most part, they could sit like just slobs on video games and on
all day
playing games.
Don't ride a bike or nothing.
All day long.
It's
sad. I mean, you come in. Like, my kids had played sports, and we had them in a lot of stuff, but outside of that, when they weren't playing sports, it's like I said the other day, one of our sons, he comes home from school, and I don't like it, but my wife she doesn't buck it, so we don't back each other with it.
Yeah.
We will play video games from the time he comes home from school until he goes to bed outside of eating dinner, and I it repulses me.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's a life going on around you, and all you... So I can only imagine when they start building glass.
It's kind of disgusting. I actually think it's really negatively affecting not just our children, but it's affecting the future, especially for, like, the United States and our government, because it literally creates the virtual world is literally its own, like, separate world. Like... You have freedom of speech when you're talking person to person or when you're out in public as American citizen out in the street. You don't have that same freedom of speech on the internet. There's like this cancel culture where it's like if you are online and you're bashing somebody or you say something that they feel isn't, that they feel is inappropriate or they feel, whatever the case may be, some kind of way about it, they can practically, you know, shut you down, shut you off, they jail you virtually, you know what I mean? So it really changes, like, our Constitution doesn't really apply there. You don't have freedom of speech on the internet anymore. And so you think about it, if we go into this virtual metaverse that they're planning on, you know, rolling out, and the kids, it sounds like, are buying into it, you know, the future is very digital. And I don't see how my son's not going to jump into it, you know what I mean? Then they're not going to have freedom of speech when they have their interactions with people. They're not going to really have private conversations when they have interactions with people. Because if the person you're communicating with every day is in Ohio and you're in California, you know what I mean? Everything is being put. Yeah. So it's just kind of – it's interesting. It's interesting.
I think
it's sad. We're losing our privacy. The digital currency loses privacy, you know. That's why they want to get rid of paper currency, because they can't really track it and what we're doing. And, You know, obviously this way they could track everything, tax everything, monitor everything. So it's kind of sad.
Right. It's so it's very sad, man. I look at that stuff and I think we grew up in church and I believe the Bible. And the Bible talks about one day, like, a one-world order and the end times. Things
that would be how it would happen. That would be how it happened because
yes.
China and everybody else that gets into that metaverse is going to have to interact the under the same laws and the same rules.
Yes, so it's literally...
It's literally the technology. And they're pushing the technology in a very different way, in a way of, oh, social media is good, it helps you with marketing, and it does, you know, but they're kind of pushing it in a different way where people aren't really understanding that information gets gathered. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah,
yeah,
I do.
They're kind of pushing it in a way like, oh, this is going to make your life more convenient with, like, cryptocurrency. Oh, everything's going to be easier now. You just do it digitally. You just tap your phone. You don't need to carry a card. You don't need to carry cash. You just tap your phone, and you keep going. And it's like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. You know, it's like saves less time at checkout and all this other stuff, and they're selling on that. But it's like, yeah, we're monitoring every single thing that you buy. Like, we know what you like.
Right.
You know, we know what you're likely to buy. They know what to promote to you and what not to promote to you. I'm aware of it because back here in the marketing, you know, we actually can tell you how many times people have looked up home improvement or painting in the last 30 days, and we actually use that to our customers' advantage. You know, so I do think it's great in that form. I've seen people who are starting up businesses and now have full-blown companies with crews, you know what I mean? So it is beneficial in making life easier that way and being able to come in contact with the people that need you. You know, I'll never feel like that's bad. Like, I love being able to FaceTime my brother who lives in another state at any time. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
But,
right.
So, there's a lot of pros and there's a lot of cons. I feel like if you're just very, you stick to the laws and you stick to the book, then I guess, you know, life's okay, but you're also kind of like a sheep in that, and it will eventually have a negative effect on the capitalists here, which I'm all about it.
Yeah, no kidding,
yeah.
Man. I come from the same school of thought you do, man, and I don't like the idea that they would set it up to control or ultimately just gearing towards a one world order where basically they are going to try to figure it out to where they will literally have you plugged into a system like a robot.
Yeah.
And ultimately, the only thing that I think...
The current Constitution is the only thing that could overthrow the government and them, because they have control of the Internet. I don't know if you heard about Eric Snowden. He was like a whistleblower who basically exposed the whole United States government for, like, being able to tap into our phone cameras and stuff and, like, monitor what we were doing from our home, basically from any camera. They could, like, access it through the Internet. So the president sold the Internet to a private company called ICANN. It's, like, a nonprofit private company in Los Angeles who owns it. So that way the government couldn't access it. But I just don't really believe that they can't access it still if they want to. Yeah, it's just kind of interesting to me. I'm sorry, I kind of went off on a tangent. It's a lot. It's a lot.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, it's a lot to wrap your head around. I sound crazy to a lot of people when I have these conversations, though, so I'm happy that you're getting the most of it.
I appreciate that you're 30 and, like you say, you're kind of an old soul type of guy that, like, still sees the importance, because I feel like I'm 46 and you don't want to feel like you're getting older, but I'm getting older now and I think, man, like, a couple of my kids right now have these VRs and they're just in the basement playing and running around like zombies and they just don't get or see any harm in anything or any, like, and you try to tell them and teach them, but they're oblivious still. Like, they don't listen. It's like, oh, no, this is cool. Our friends, everybody's doing this. So it's like, well, we just comply. And that's what the system is building.
Yeah, if you don't want that, you're a zombie. Yeah, exactly. That's what me and my brother call them. It's just people who, like, they just live and they deal with the powers ahead and they don't ever challenge it. You know what I mean? And they don't understand.
Yeah.
The only people that can fix it are the people that they're already sold on it. That's the crazy part. That, like, they don't really realize the negative that comes from it. They only see the positive that they're being sold on. So they go with it. And they don't understand that they're sheep. I feel like if people – I don't know if everybody has the brain capacity, Rod, to be honest, to kind of wrap
yeah.
their head around it all. So they're not going to rise up and fight for against something that they don't understand the negatives of it. You know, that's kind of the problem with the media and the Democrats.
Yes.
Yeah, I hate to get political. I always say I'm a libertarian. I just think they should leave us all alone and, you know, let's do our own thing, get out of our pocket. But, that's the problem definitely with the Democratic side of things. They control the media and they have the presidency right now, and our children are becoming subject to that, the school system, them regulating or allowing homosexual things to happen as if it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
regular and people are born that way and all that other stuff.
Right.
Yeah, they're feeding them nonsense that doesn't align with the Bible.
So refreshing to hear somebody, man, out there that's in it that has, you know, some views. And I always say I lean conservative, but people look at that as, oh, you're honestly, I could be independent.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they're right or wrong on both sides all the time, but truly, like, I feel like the left has embraced every sin and everything that we would have always taught and stood against.
Oh yeah,
in this country, and they're like, no, it's a free for all.
Well, the problem is just
going.
That they're hiding it. Like, I like how Musk was like, oh, the most important thing about the United States is freedom, freedom.
Yeah.
But you can't really use freedom to defend yourself, and if you don't know what's going on, it's kind of hard to explain. Like, how do I want to word it? Because they're hiding, yeah, it's just how I was saying earlier, because they're hiding a lot of it, it's hard for them to, like, rise up against it. And so, like, a lot of
yeah.
the media and the stuff that they're banning you from saying, like, bad, like, this is bad or this is good, is really giving them more control. Like, basically they're saying everything's good, so the people who are doing bad things, evil, are
yeah. yep.
now being empowered, basically. And joining them, and like, yeah, we can do what we want, and yeah. So I don't know. It's just, it's hard to explain.
It is messed up, and I know that a lot of people. I'm not saying, you know, people. It's a funny thing with Trump. Yeah, his mouth, his arrogance, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
But the guy was.
That's all it
I
was.
Feel like was a solid. Pro.
Oh, our economy was awesome when he was here.
Oh,
our
yeah.
economy was awesome. And he's
and
right.
No, he loves
China.
America. Like,
China
yeah,
got him.
China's taking advantage.
Oh, they got. Well, we no. China. It's interesting. We were taking advantage with our capitalist mindset. Yeah, and I'm guilty of it. I started companies where I was selling things on Amazon. We're buying them for China for dollars and selling them for. You know, 20s. You know, and but China
yeah.
saw the advantage in that. Was like, hey, our country, it's gonna suck. We're gonna have a lot of sweatshops for the next like 50 years, and we're gonna be devalued. But they're gonna keep sending over their money, and then they're gonna keep sending over their money and sending over their money and sending over their money to where China has all their currency and they have a lot of our currency, and that's why they're the richest country in the world now. And we weren't realizing that that was happening, or it just wasn't registering, because a lot of the people are sheep. They just see the benefits of it without the consequence of it. And it sucks. It really does. It kind of sucks. And I hope that we raise our children better. And it kind of sucks because the stuff they're teaching in the school doesn't align with, I don't know. It's hard to explain. But I'll
yeah,
talk to you all day about it. And it's just... there's a lot of people that don't have the awareness of what's happening, especially our kids. Our kids are oblivious, you know. They just kind of, they're
right.
born and the stuff is here. You know what I mean? They haven't been here long enough to see the transitions and to feel what's going on and what's the law and this or that, you know. You just kind of want to give
yeah,
them a general grounding of right and wrong. Yeah. You just want to give them a general grounding of right and wrong, and hopefully they make the right decisions. Because the world that they're adults in and the world we're adults in are going to be two completely different worlds, you know. As long as they just have a good
yeah.
grasp on what's right and what's wrong, all the other stuff's going to change. Phones are going to change. The way people communicate are going to change. The games that people play are all going to change, you know. So we just have to gear them up. It's a struggle. But my boys, I'm going to be taking them outside fishing. I'm going to trap them on a boat. Yeah, you can't have any technology out here. I'm throwing it in the water. I teach them how to survive, because it's really funny how they have all this, they're passing these laws now where it's like illegal to have gas-powered vehicles after 2035. I don't know if you saw that. Yeah. So by 2035, the sale of gas-powered vehicles will be illegal, and if you have them already, the cost of gas is going to be so ridiculous because they're trying to have everything be electric. You know, and they're pitching it to us as it's saving our ozone layer, and I get that. You know, if we don't stop or do something about that, there's going to be a problem. You know, basically mankind will cease to exist if we ruin the planet, and I get that.
Yeah.
But our power grids, when we get a heat wave, they're already telling you to shut off your AC. So it was almost funny because it was like in California they said, oh, they're banning the sale of gas-powered vehicles, but like 3 days later they were saying do not charge your electric vehicles to conserve power during the heat wave. So it's like, well, what are we going to do if you're getting rid of gas-powered vehicles and we can't charge our electric cars because of the grid not being able to handle it? And so it's interesting.
It's the dumbest thing. So that's already they're saying written in that's a law by 35.
By 2035 it'll be illegal to sell gas-powered vehicles. So,
oh, my gosh, man.
Yeah. So that's the crazy thing. I mean, we could still have them. It'll be like our classics, you know, if we keep them. But then you have to deal with the fact that the government's not really going to be investing in gas stations and pumps. You know, they're electrical stations. So, you know, there might still be – yeah, there might still be like one gas pump at electric charging stations. You know what I mean? But that the gas is going to be like $20 a gallon, you know, and it's just something you're driving as a hobby because it's negatively affecting our ozone. But what happens with these Teslas and all these electric powered stuff is you're basically driving a computer. So they can now monitor everywhere you go. they can monitor everything you plug into a GPS, all the calls you make on your phone while you're in that Tesla. They can even shut the car down, like the old school, turn on the news and watch people run from the police. Won't happen. They could just turn off the car.
Yeah, exactly.
The police
no
just have,
running.
Yeah, you can't run. You're robbing a bank and you're going to try to run an electric vehicle. They just shut the vehicle down, lock you in it, and you're in jail.
Isn't that totally crazy to think the manipulation that they plan to have over people's lives?
Yeah, like, and the AI is going to be a problem too. Like, I don't know if you ever watched iRobot. It's kind of funny, that movie with Will Smith. It was based in 2024, and he was still riding a motorcycle when they had everything electric. And it just kind of makes me laugh now because it was only like 10 years off, that movie.
Right.
Everything's electric, and he has like hidden gas motorcycles so he can go run away, and he doesn't trust the AI or the government monitoring the electricity and everything, and he's a police officer. So it's kind of interesting how that comes out. A lot of the stuff that comes out in movies I think is very just subliminally an analogy. Like we're all afraid of like aliens and stuff, and then they're saying like, oh, they've spotted UFOs. They haven't found aliens, but they spotted UFOs, and then how, like, we're basically the aliens of the Earth. They don't know how human beings came to exist or how we got here, but we eat all the animals. You know, we basically come there, tear down their homes, harvest them, abduct them from their families. You know, so that was all just a concept derived from an animal's perspective of human beings, and then they made aliens, and then, yeah. So anyway, with our fancy technology, but yeah, it's just weird. Like I can see what it's turning into, and if humanity survives another 5,000 years, it's going to be really interesting to see what we become. We're almost like cavemen right now, actually, for where technology will develop, and the world our children will see is definitely going to be a lot different, especially coming from no cell phones to now we have, you know, phones built into cars and things like that. You have watches that you can call people from.
I know. I think that it's just really like projecting an extreme lifestyle change that, you know, like you said,
they think it'll be better.
But
they think it'll be better for the world if they can control what everybody's doing. And that's kind of what China's point that they made when, you know, they had like these international summits and people talk about the New World Order, but they're communist. And the thing that was funny about China, it's not funny, but China was kind of pointing at America going, you see what happens during the pandemic and we tell everybody to shut down and go in their house or else. And all the Chinese people, they were in there because the government had control. In America, we're going, well, what about our freedom? You know, we are all about preserving our freedom, and I'm going to go outside anyway. And they're basically, China just made a laughing stock of America. Like, you don't have control of your people. Your people don't listen to you. Basically, the greatest threat to the New World Order and the government's actually having control of people is freedom, you know, is America.
Yeah,
because we're like, we're going to do what we want to do with our lives, regardless of what the government tells us to do. And the communist countries, they have control of their people, and they believe that the only way that they're going to be able to preserve the planet or human existence is if they have control of what is going to. So basically, if we all operate under one order, like, hey, you can't smoke anymore, or hey, you can't drive gas cars anymore, that'll actually all together at one time kind of save the planet if everybody's abiding by the rules. So I think what you're saying might be the fact, but I think
they're using all of that save the world garbage to their agenda to ultimately just have full control and manipulate. What I'm saying is I don't think they care or believe any of that nonsense any more than we do.
I just get so lost in their end goal. Like, I wouldn't want to spend my whole life trying to control somebody else's life. Like, what a waste of a life.
Yeah.
Like, you could just go be free. Like, go enjoy it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand any of them. They're, like, the biggest zombies of all. Like, I'm like, I don't want to spend my every day of my life worrying about what other people are doing and have your, like, people's jobs are going to be to monitor other people. Like, the people who work for the government's jobs is going to be to oversee, like, I wouldn't want to work for the FBI and just sit here and watch some guy all day long. see if people do stuff wrong. Like, I don't even know if it's just manipulation, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to monitor everybody. I mean, there's still parts of the planet that aren't on grid, you know. You could still get a gas-powered vehicle and drive off into the boonies, and they don't have any idea what's going on. You can get some solar panels. I don't think they're going to be successful with it, you know.
No, hopefully not. I think when I look at, like, it gets to a point to where even with them, with all of the technology, you would almost think that there were going to be no more jobs where people, like, who's going to, you know, be the producing food and the farmers and the people, the physical
workers. The only thing, Rod, like, that's going to stop it, and this is the truth, is good old America. Like, our Constitution, that's why they're trying to change so much. With the future and all that stuff, they're trying to get away from the good old boys as much as possible. We were the 2-time World War champions, you know, and what we fight for, we fought for freedom. You know what I mean? And that's what they don't want. And so the way that they do that is they're getting into our little boys and girls' heads, and they're telling them, you know, teaching them how to be sheep, in a way that is almost so subtle we don't even see that it's happening. And, you know, so, like, the old school guys, they would never stand for this stuff. We would already, World War III would already popped off by now, you know what I mean, if it was 1950 with all the stuff that's going on.
Yeah,
you know?
No joke, man.
Yeah, but it's being done behind a curtain, so it's not so obvious, you know. With technology, you could do that. You could send messages to people without having face-to-face interactions. But before the technology, when we had cameras, you could see if these guys were talking face-to-face and what's going on, and you could hear what's being said, and they take a picture, and they write it in the news, and it was like, okay, everybody knows. Now a lot of stuff's being done, like, look here, and we do this over here, you know, on the other hand, and it's not right.
No, man. So
yeah, so it's scary. It's scary, you know, and we got to really teach our kids the old school way. They're trying to get rid of that. They're trying to get rid of a lot of stuff that's in the school books about our patriotism and the history and everything. You know what I mean? And I don't think that's right. The history books are completely different, even now, from what it was just 5 years ago. They've just changed the entire school system through the pandemic, basically. They rolled out all different stuff. So that's going to literally create different types of human beings, though. You know, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're twisting. They literally steal an election right before the eyes of all Americans, and a lot of the Americans are like, oh, no, I mean, people just were sick of Trump. I don't buy that people were sick of Trump to that level.
Yeah.
I just
only people with no brain. They had people who migrated here illegally convincing them that he was racist and all this other stuff. I'm like, he had a girlfriend that was Latina. He had a best friend that was black at one point. You know what I mean? I'm like, this is just ignorance. Yeah, I'm like, it's ignorance. So, my grandfather was Secret Service for President Eisenhower's term, and he voted for Trump before he passed away. In 2018, he passed away, but he voted for Trump before, and he was telling me, like, this is going to be the last, you know what I mean, basically, of the guys with common sense before the media takes over, and he was right.
Yeah, he is, man, and it's interesting because people who know, even some pastors that preach that are in the circle with Trump and friends that have been invited to his personal home and stuff, they have been privileged to information where they have said, without spelling out every detail, that the agenda and what's going on in this government is very, very sick and twisted. And they said if people had a clue what they're doing and how sick this one pastor said, he's like, the government has underground, trafficking and all these things. Like, they have stuff within our system that they're running these rings, and they're basically, like, all these illegal criminals border these young kids and children. He's like, people don't know, but the government probably is.
That's all nonsense. The only stuff that's illegal is the stuff that they can't control. What I laugh about is, like, they in our media, they make the cartel in Mexico look so bad. But you know what? The cartel in Mexico is a group of people who don't abide by the government's say-so, and they do, and they check the government. If we had a cartel here that did what we want to do, whether they tell us it's illegal or not, and we check the government, of course they're going to paint us as the bad guys because the government controls the media. So it's just kind of like... The same thing with, like, the war on drugs. Well, now all of a sudden drugs are legal and they can tax it and they make money off of it. So it's not illegal anymore. So the only stuff that's illegal is the stuff that they can't control. If they can control it and they can monetize from it and make money from it, it's legal. And that's how it's always been. You notice the rich guy, he gets a ticket, it's $500. And $500 is nothing to the rich guy. The poor guy gets a ticket, $500, that can really, like, make or break if he pays his rent. So who's really free? Who has to abide by the laws? The only people who have to abide by the laws are the poor people, and that's why they stay poor. The people who are rich, the laws don't matter to them because $500 is nothing. I don't care. I'm going to speed anyway. Who cares? I'm not afraid of a $500 ticket. It's like, I made that over in my sleep.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, so exactly. it's really weird how it's set up. They only the stuff that they can control is legal, and the stuff that they can't control at the moment is illegal until they figure out how to control it, and then they'll amend it. Say, "Okay, go ahead and do it." And then they'll amend it and promote it.
Before it was bad for you, now we found a spin, and this is good for you because we're going to make some profit on this.
Yeah, it's horrible. All of a sudden now it's like, oh yeah, you can do mushrooms, it cures depression, actually. It's going to be prescribed. Like, what? Yeah. Like, a year ago you were throwing people in prison for this. Like, now all of a sudden you guys are prescribing it to the doctors because the doctors and your government are going to get paid for prescribing it? Like, what the heck?
Yeah, now it's good medicine.
Yeah, all of a sudden, I'm like, who did you have testing it? Those guys in the cell you were jailing for it? Yeah, like, I don't understand. But anyway, that's so off topic. And we could obviously have more conversations like this in the future. But let's get back to your online marketing. So for All Pro Home Improvement and Painting LLC, I mean, is this something that you could see a value in giving a shot and getting the business listed and start generating some new customers through Google?
Yeah. How soon is it up and active, and how do I pay?
Yeah. So if you wanted to pay and give it a shot, we would start that up now. As far as getting it active, there's a couple of steps that we have to take. Obviously, the PIN verification is the most important one. Google will send you a postcard in the mail, and there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that we need from you just to kind of verify your location, and they draw up your radius from there. So got to PIN verify you. That takes about 5 to 7 days. Client interview, got to build your website for you. I would say, you know, you'll be able to see results in like 7 to 10 days, but month 2 is where things are really going to pop for you because you won't have to go through that setup period again.
Okay.
You know, if I'm being realistic, you know, because once the website's built and you're already PIN verified, you don't have to redo all that stuff. So there's a lot of legwork right here in the beginning. But you'll be able to see ROI in the first month. The good thing about your industry is, you know, a painting job is gonna, I mean, you're not getting out of bed for less than $350.
Yeah, right?
You know, I mean, especially if you have this kind of volume. So the first job you get, you know, you'll be able to have return on investment, and it's considered a business expense, so you could write it off.
Okay.
Yeah, so in the grand scheme of things, it's not going to cost you anything. Obviously, you have everything to gain if that turns into your long-term marketing solution, and we could steal you from Home Advisor, get you out of that pay-per-lead circus.
Sounds good to me, man. Yeah, I would be willing to give it a shot here. You said it's month to month, so is it, do I pay on a monthly basis? Like, do I prompt that, or how do you guys?
No, yeah, so we don't manually process transactions. Google uses the VeriSign secure database, just like Amazon and eBay. So it's just it's a billing system where I input your information, and then it encrypts it. So the only thing I'll be able to see is, like, what type of card it was, and then the last 4 digits if you called in wondering, hey, what card did I put this on or something. But it's set up to auto-process. So if I start you up today on the 1st, it'll process again on the 1st of October and the 1st of each month moving forward.
Okay.
But obviously you could start and stop it at any time. So there's like a tracking system that you could log into. There's a billing tab there. You know, you could start, stop it. You could pause it. You could cancel. You know, you could call in and cancel. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. We don't have anybody up there that doesn't want to be up there their own will.
Okay. I can do that to control on the website, you're saying, or I would call in?
Yeah, so there's an account dashboard and tracking system that you'll have access to. I know you say you're 46, okay, right? So the younger guys, they usually just use that, and they log into that, and that allows you to see everything. It's just a UN and password. We'll send you over like a YouTube video. It's like 7 minutes, shows you how to use it and all the tabs. There's a billing section in there. So you can do it from there, or if you want to do it the old school way, you can just pick up the phone and give me a call. I'll give you my direct number and extension. We have a 24/7 customer service department. And this is all hypothetical. Like, if you're unhappy and you wanted to cancel, you just call in and you tell them, hey, I want to discontinue it. And it's no questions asked from there.
Okay.
I'll send you my number right now. That's what I'm doing.
All right.
So I'll be your account lead. Like, I'll be your main point of contact, but there's going to be other people that are going to help with the fulfillment. Like, we have a graphic designer and then a client interview technician, and then we have a customer service department that's like 300 people.
Okay. Do you guys have an app? or is there
So we do. We do. We actually offer a Local Splash app, but the Local Splash app, it's kind of like the tracking system, but it's a condensed version of the tracking system. That was the only way we were able to make the app. So the app is only pertaining to the stuff that's happening with your Google listing. Whereas if you're on the PC version of it, you have access to all the directories and see how those are performing, all the leads. You know, it has call recordings in there from calls, like people who use your click-to-call feature. You'll be able to see it. I'll give you access to it, but it's just a condensed form of that data, so that way we can have it in an app form rather than when you get on a PC, you know, it really gives you a breakdown of all your listings online.
Okay.
I don't know if I explained that properly, but let me know if you're confused.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a little on the fly, and I'm on the road, so I can't take a whole lot of notes right now, but I can, you know.
So it's going to sound like a lot, Rod, but, like, it's we don't, like, obviously, we will educate you as we go. Like, we don't, like, just go, oh, you know, we're Mr. Krabs, and this is our secret sauce, and you're not getting it, Plankton. But you got to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not what it is. Like, we already, like, have the Google partnership. We know that the algorithm update happens, and we're only the Google partners are getting the algorithm update. So we're not going to hide anything from you. You know, you know what I mean? There's nothing to hide. It's just like, hey, you got to use our service to get the placement. And that's basically the end of it. And then all the other stuff, we're transparent with you on how you're listed, what you're showing up for, where you're showing up, what kind of call volume you're getting from it. You know, we give you full transparency so that you can understand what we're bringing to the table in return on investment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So like I said, I'll be here to walk you through things. I'll be the account lead. I'll explain things to the best of my ability. And then obviously there's a whole, you know, customer service department here that's always available. I'm not always available. I'm only here from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Okay.
Not Monday through Friday. So I'm not here on the weekends, and I'm not here after 7 or before 10 o'clock. But they're all good people. Trust me. They're not zombies. Put it that way.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. So I just need your go ahead. If you're ready to get it rolling, I'll get you set up. Okay.
Yeah. How long does it take though, man? Do you need me
like
for a bit here?
Nah, it'll take like 2 minutes to get set up. We've just been talking, you know, and getting into the logistics. But this is just, I got to verify some information, I'll secure the listing, and then we'll schedule a client interview for a better time. And that takes about 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, then we can go ahead.
Okay. So on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this line that we're on now?
Yeah.
Okay. And you want it listed as All Pro Home Improvement and Painting LLC?
Could it be listed as All Pro Painting, or should I just do the All Pro Home Improvement and Painting?
That's what I was saying earlier.
Painting.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna be listed in the painting category no matter what. Like, there's guys that are just home improvement companies, but if their keyword is painting, then they're showing up for people who are looking for a painter. You know what I mean? I like having the home improvement in there because it gives you the flexibility to list yourself for things other than painting. If you put yourself up there as just a painting company and we're have you listed for bathroom remodel, this is an example, that could throw a customer off. Whereas if you're a home improvement guy in the painting category, they're like, okay. Or if you're a home improvement guy in the bathroom remodel category, they're like, okay. You know, if you're seeing home improvement and painting. But if you have a guy that's just painting and you typed in bathroom remodel, you're going, what the heck? You know, they don't really know.
Yeah.
They don't really know if you do that until they click on the website and then they realize, like, oh, he actually provides these services. So I think it's an advantage to have the home improvement in there. It's going to give you flexibility, especially at different times of the year you want to add different services or swap out the services.
Okay, we'll just run with that for now.
Yeah, you're coming from a pre-Google world to now you're going to have it. So the way you think about the business and how it's promoted – currently and then at 6 months from now are going to be two totally different things. You're going to get a lot of education between now and then. Okay, and then you said this was the right phone number, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then your PIN verification letter, what address do I send that to?
It's 10230.
10230?
Yeah, 10230.
Okay.
And it's spelled PENNINAN. And that's drive.
I think I got this wrong. Is it Penamin? Like M-A-N or N-A-N? Oh, no, I found it. Yeah, I found it. Okay, it's Penamin.
Yeah,
I put N-A-N. Okay, 44024?
Yeah, 44024.
Okay.
It's Chardon.
No apartment or suite number attached to this address?
No.
Okay, and do you want it displayed or hidden, the business address?
For all advertisement purposes? Is that what you're
saying? Anything that we create on this profile. Yeah, like that's what I was saying. Anything that we create on this profile is going to be submitted to Google. So if we tell them to hide it, then that means all platforms that are affiliated with your business, name, address, or phone number will have the address hidden.
Yeah, I would probably hide the address only because we work from my residence.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And,
so it'll still say city, state, and zip code, though, just so you know. I'll just hide the street address, and I'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions for you.
Okay, that's fine.
That way they know you're still a local guy, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's not literally landing on the address. I mean, it's probably not a major deal, but it's just for protection of my family and that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pro-Second Amendment. You don't come to my house without an invitation.
I agree with that and respect it.
I hope that never gets changed. You know what I mean? You're going to have to pry it from my dead fingers. Is Rod short for anything?
Rodney, R-O-D-N-E-Y.
Okay. I'm just going to put I always call you Rod, but I'm just going to put your legal name on it because we're sending over the invoice and everything. I want to make sure it matches.
Okay.
What's your last name?
Yeah, that's fine. Snow. S-N-O-W.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Snowden. It's an important last name in American history, actually. <Yeah. laughs> What's your business email? I can send you everything in writing.
It's wepaintpaul@gmail.com.
Ah, perfect. You're already a Gmail user. Do you use Google Calendar for anything?
No, I don't. It might be something I could implement.
Yeah, we can integrate it into the website with the Contact Us profile, and then they can even contact you or even, like, request a call time or even just schedule a time altogether if you want to allow them to have access to your schedule. That's an option.
Okay.
It's supposed to make life easier, but sometimes it doesn't. You know what I mean? It's one of those things.
Yeah, I probably would not fool with it, honestly, but just learning a little bit, understanding it is half the battle.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of stuff's, like, automated where it's, like, if you miss the call, it'll automatically take them to that Contact Us profile, and it's, like, here, fill this out. We'll get back to you as soon as possible. And then it kind of pipelines that in your tracking system. So if you're out on a job, like, all day and you missed a whole day's worth of calls, at the end of the day, you could still go in there and, you know, go through those leads and call some of those guys back. It's kind of like a little catch for opportunities. That way you're not missing opportunities there. Okay, and then website requests, we're going to purchase that domain for you. We'll get the content developed. Do you have photos and a logo you could send in?
I'm sure I have a logo I can get to you guys. And then I could probably dig up some photos.
Okay.
It's tough because I don't have, like, an office with a bunch of people in it or something. You know, it's just me.
Yeah.
And my wife used to help me some with that, but she is way too busy with her own stuff now, and I'm just not real techy, so we haven't had a good established setup that way.
Yeah,
but
that makes me feel good because we'll get you taken care of. Like I said, that tracking system is going to be a big help to you. And it sounds really complicated when I explain it, but when you watch the YouTube video and you log into it, I'm really confident just from talking to you. You'll be able to use it, and that'll make your life a lot easier, especially if you don't have her there answering calls or helping you online. All the online stuff we're going to take care of, and if you miss calls, it'll pipeline it for you. So You'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah, this will help. And then you don't have to pay somebody a full-time wage to do it either. Okay. Perfect. Okay, I sent you an email address just for that logo and photos, if you could send those in when you get some time.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Perfect. And then for a client, oh, let me...